this saint, Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, is incredibly powerful. In today's video, I want to share with you four, maybe five miracle stories that he's done in my life, some quite profound, some very simple, all incredibly meaningful to me. And then I'm going to tell you why he's such a powerful saint, a little bit about him. And at the very end, I'm going to pray with you a litany to Saint Gabriel, because he wants to be a friend to you, he wants to help you, he wants to heal you and transform your life. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into this. Now, this is being recorded the day after his feast day, February 27th. And let me tell you the first thing that happened yesterday. So my wife and I had gotten into like a fight, disagreement earlier this week, and I was at a loss for what to do. I was struggling with, how should I speak to her? How do I resolve this? And yesterday morning, it's like as if he was whispering. It's like I woke up with the answer and he was whispering it very gently. Tell her this, say this, change this, think about this. And then after I woke up even more, I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. Never mind. But I sat thinking about it. I kind of ignored his advice, sat thinking about it. And then I was like, he's right. This is really good stuff. This morning, I woke up with the same whispering. Say this, do this. And then I turned over in my bed and I told my wife, and I said exactly kind of what was coming to mind. Perfect. It was amazing. It resolved everything. It lifted the whole thing. It was awesome. So he helped me in my marriage. He can help you in your marriage. This guy, he's really awesome. Second thing that happened yesterday, there was three things that happened yesterday, but the second thing that happened yesterday, so my mother and my dad went to El Salvador, where I'm from, and she was eating some of the food. Some of the food there is contaminated, especially things that aren't cooked. She was sick for like about 10 days after they came back. And my dad is a pediatrician, very familiar with all the bacteria down there. They did not know what to take. They were trying this, they were trying that, they were trying Cipro. She had to go to this kind of more high-end doctor. Yesterday, she finally got the results of what it was. It was like a cycloplasm thingy, I don't know, something like that. Some sort of bacteria that's not very familiar. And then they just had her take Bactrim. She took it within two pills. She was feeling way better. I know from prior experience that it was because of his intercession that it was finally made clear to those doctors. She began feeling better immediately yesterday. That was something amazing. Third story. This is something that happened some years ago. My sister was really struggling with like a heavy sadness. And it was around this time, his feast day. So I decided, without telling her, I think I told her that I was going to place the relic in her room. I placed the relic right next to where she was sleeping. And I don't think I said anything else. The next morning, that sadness was completely lifted. And not only that, but she said, I felt like there was a Gabriel helping me. Somehow she knew his name without me having told her. This should give you chills. That was amazing. Well, it turns out, I read in one of his biographies that there was a fellow brother in the community that was suffering from depression of some type. He prayed for him. He was healed. So he had that gift in his life, and he still does right now. So if you're someone that struggles with sadness or depression, he's a powerful intercessor for you. Fourth story, longer. And I'll save the best one for last. But the fourth story is significantly longer. Some years ago, just before Ash Wednesday, so it was right around this month of February, I got sick and went to the hospital. When I was young, I had a surgery. Because of that surgery, I had adhesions. And this time that I was going to the hospital was the second time that I was having a small bowel obstruction. I went to my dad's hospital, and that first week, they realized they couldn't fix it. They had to do surgery. After the surgery, they started making some mistakes. They actually had me eating before I should. The small bowel obstruction came back again, like 2 days after the surgery. That was a mistake on the part of the doctor and the communication. My dad was super disappointed with the hospital. We spoke with some friends. They moved us to a different hospital. They moved us to the medical center here in Houston. I ended up being there for like another 21 days, no eating at all. I was literally going through a 40-day fast with Jesus. They had me on an NG tube. They had me on TPN. It was awful. And because of this pain medication that they had given me at the other hospital, which they were giving me too much, too strong of a dose and too much of it, I had what was called like an ileus or something like that. I don't remember all the medical terms. Basically, my intestines were paralyzed. They weren't moving at all. One of those Sundays, as it was in God's providence, the reading was about the paralyzed man that the friends brought to Jesus through the ceiling. I completely related. So day after day, I couldn't eat anything except for ice chips, basically ice. Nothing was happening. The doctors would come in, no movement, no movement, day after day. There was no end in sight. On the 27th of February, after praying, having many people come and pray with me, asking so many saints, pleading God, we had no idea where this was going. On the 27th of February, I firmly believe through the intercession of Saint Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows, it's like my paralyzed intestines came back to life. They woke up and there was some movement. That was the first signs of hope. Some days later, I was able to be released from the hospital and on my way to being mended. Completely attribute that to his intercession. That's the fourth story. The fifth story, small but powerful. Also yesterday, my eighth grade daughter asked me to go get ice cream, to go to HEB to go get some snacks. She came to me to want to go with me to do that. And we were listening to music on the way there. We had an amazing time. Parents of eighth grade children, you know, this is miraculous. In fact, when she asked me, I was so sort of stunned that at first, like in my man brain, I was like about to say no. I was like, no, because I had something to do. And it's like St. Gabriel was whispering in my head, say yes, you fool, say yes. And I was like, okay, yeah, let's go soon. I almost had no idea what to say. And when we were driving there, the car, I felt like he was in the back seat and he was giving me a thumbs up. Be a friend to her. Be kind to her. Have fun. He was encouraging me. It was amazing. It was a little miracle. And those little ones are actually huge. So let me tell you a little bit about why he's such a powerful saint. So one, he had an incredible devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows. He's the master of having a devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows. What does Father Ripinger say? That Our Lady of Sorrows is incredibly powerful in deliverance. And if you want to know your sins, she reveals them to you. So she has immense spiritual power. He was devoted to her. He's been given immense spiritual power. Second thing, he was incredibly obedient to the rule of the Passionist. Incredibly obedient, possibly perfectly obedient. Saints that are perfectly obedient obtain this grace to fight in spiritual battles against the demons who are disobedient in immensely powerful ways. Because of his obedience, he is unbelievably powerful before God. It's like as if when we're obedient to God, God listens to us. You could say when we're obedient to God, God's obedient to us, because it's this mutual obedience. So God hears his prayers in powerful, powerful, powerful ways. Third thing, in one of the biographies that I read of him, I don't remember where, it was said that there was a part of his brain that remained incorrupt. Here's why. The Passionists have this rule of always meditating on the Passion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He must have meditated on it perfectly. The Passion is the source of all of our power. All of our healing comes from the Passion. So he thought about this all the time, to where it made that part of his brain, his memory, incorrupt. That gives him spiritual power. He's an amazing little saint. In fact, in the town where he's buried, I forget which town it is, you can look this up, all the Passionists that are there, they don't call them Passionists. They call them the Brothers of St. Gabriel, because he's so powerful. It's known that when they bring people to his tomb, they'll bring sick to his tomb, they'll lay him on his tomb, healed. Miraculous little saint. So that's why he's so powerful. He wants to help you today. If you're watching this video It's not because you chose to watch it or because of whatever. It's because he wants to be a friend to you. And a friend is a treasure, as we actually heard in today's reading. This is my sense whenever I have his relic around. It's like he's telling me, Alvar, I want to go with you everywhere. Let me come with you. Let me come with you. Let me help you. Let me help you. He's incredibly energetic. He's incredibly desirous to help us and to help you. He wants to help you. He's obsessed with wanting to help you. Isn't that amazing to have a saint so incredibly desiring to want to help you? Let's get to his litany right now. Many of you will be graced in powerful ways, possibly even healed. You'll see. Now, as we pray this, if there's any particular titles that speak to you, write those down and ask his intercession. While we do this, I'll hold up the relic with an image of his right next to it. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. Holy Virgin of Virgins, pray for us. Saint Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows, pray for us. Angel of Purity, pray for us. Model of Innocence, pray for us. Example of Humility, pray for us. Splendor of Obedience, pray for us. Martyr of Penance, pray for us. Angel of Love, pray for us. Rich in every virtue, pray for us. Extraordinary Youth, pray for us. Saint of Sorrow, pray for us. Lover of the Cross, pray for us. Favorite of Mary, pray for us. Beloved of the Sorrowful Mother, pray for us. Co-patron of Catholic Youth, pray for us. Helpful Intercessor, pray for us. Patron Most Powerful, pray for us. Admirable Worker of Miracles, pray for us. Amiable Advocate, pray for us. Help of the Sorrowful, pray for us. Friend of the Poor, pray for us. Comfort of the Troubled, pray for us. Health of the Sick, pray for us. Hope of the Suffering, pray for us. Strength against Demons, pray for us. Dispeller of Errors, pray for us. Guide of the Confused, pray for us. Light of the Doubtful, pray for us. Rest of the Weary, pray for us. Liberator of the Oppressed, pray for us. Support of the Dying, pray for us. Blessing of All Men, pray for us. Glory of the Passionists, pray for us. Honor of All Your Clients, pray for us. Triumph of the Church, pray for us. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to thy word. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, who didst teach the blessed Gabriel to dwell continually upon thy sweet mother's sorrows, and through her did exalt and glorify him by his miracles and holy life. Grant us by his intercession an example to share her tears of compassion, that we may be healed and saved by her motherly protection. Thou who art God, living and reigning with God the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen. And may Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin grant you all the graces and healings that you are seeking. Amen.